Good morning, and thank you for standing by. All participants will be able to listen only until the question and answer session. This conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the call over to Dave Munson, Director, Worldwide Integrated Data Management Sales. You may begin.
Well, good day, team. Again, it's Dave Munson, and I'm going to do a little housekeeping at the start of this call. In the invitation for today's call, you should all find a URL which will direct you to the presentation materials for today's discussion. If you haven't opened that, I think it's a good time for you to reference that URL and do that now. I have the opportunity to kick off today's call. I'd like to thank Bob and Kent Blossom for bringing us together for today's discussion. I'm at actually at IoD EMEA, which is the information management version of Pulse, and I have to say that the topic of data security and security in general is getting more and more focused from our clients. And whether that's driven by mandated regulation or by governance, you know, I really believe that we're on the edge of an extraordinary and exploding opportunity. So we're really looking forward to the agenda that we're going to drive from today's call, and we're certainly counting on you all to attack this opportunity. And what I would ask you all to do is to challenge us to help you to be successful, you know, as we execute against this agenda. So a little bit about what we're going to talk about today, and one of the things we're going to be referencing is Guardium. It's an acquisition that's been part of IBM for 6 months now. I think most of you are probably familiar with it. We have over 400 customers installed worldwide. And last year, 2009, on total, the team grew revenue 60% year-on-year. And this year, as you might imagine, we're shooting for as significant growth on a much larger base. I think you all know we have major logo accounts in all industries, and our penetration, especially in finance and insurance, telco, and public sector, continues to be strong. You know, if you've seen any of the news on this, customers, analysts, press, they all acknowledge the leadership that this solution's had in the area of database security. So a little bit more about Guardium. What does it do? What's the value of Guardium? I think you might know that it prevents data breaches, right? And this is both external threats and internal threats. It helps customers assure data governance, and that's by allowing us to set policies and basically prevent unauthorized changes or access to sensitive data. And then finally, it helps reduce the cost of compliance, right? You can automate and centralize your control processes and then also simplify those processes. Just real quick, the attributes of a Guardium solution, it's a non-invasive architecture. It does not rely on database logging like many of the alternative or competitive products in the marketplace. Therefore, there's not a requirement to change your database or application at all to utilize this, and it has a minimal performance impact, maybe 2 to 3% overall. The real powerful point on Guardium is that it's a heterogeneous solution, right? So it just doesn't work with only IBM products, but it's a cross-database solution, and it really is gaining a lot of momentum in the marketplace today. Really, what the call will get into today is how Guardium supports the data and information layer in the IBM security framework. And the play that we're going to talk about today really shows how it integrates very nicely with Tivoli Security and Information Event Manager for sharing policy violation alerts and selected log information. And really what I wanted to stress before I turn this over to the team for the remainder of the call is that, you know, it's really a great complement to TSIEM and providing a comprehensive solution for reporting. So today's call is about how we're going to establish a means of teaming across software group. I think this is a great opportunity to offer a solution to our clients that improves the value they're getting from IBM and actually our overall client partnership through that teaming in this very relevant area. So I'm excited about the opportunity, and I look forward to engaging with the team on the Tivoli side of the house and the Tiger side of the house here to help you all win. So with that, let me turn it over to Bob, and we'll look forward to our getting going with this program. Thanks.
Yeah, so thanks so much, Dave. So hello to everybody on the line. This is Bob Kelka. I'm guessing a lot of you know me already, but I've spent the last 16 years of my life on security here at IBM. After spending a decade at Tivoli and then a year and a half at ISS running channel enablement, et cetera, I've moved over to Kent Blossom's Tiger team, where I'm the director of global partner sales for all of IBM security assets. And so the tact and the vantage point that we on the Security Tiger team have is that we are very focused on helping clients understand how we don't just have a huge portfolio, but we actually have a huge portfolio that has some very, very unique value-add integration that nobody else has. And so the reason why we've chosen this, why Dave and I have been working together for quite a while on this along with our respective teams, is that we have found an area that is not only hot, but we have found an area where our development teams have managed to work out some value-add integration that truly nobody else has, including the folks that we run up against every day. So that's why I want to make it clear to you guys, this is not just a call to say, hey, we've got a bunch of stuff and kind of look how we can talk about it together. We have done some integration here that should help both Tivoli and IM sellers differentiate significantly. Now, if you, when you download the deck, if you haven't already, we're calling this thing security activity monitoring, but we're not trying to create a new category in the security industry. We're just describing what this thing does, right? This is truly a joint sales initiative between Tivoli sellers and Guardium sellers and, of course, our cross-brand teams. And so what I'd like to show you over the next, you know, half hour or so is take you through exactly what is this unique value add that we have that nobody else has. So if you go to slide number 3, the problem is really simple, and every client you walk into is going to have this problem, and I think I can say that with confidence because I keep running into it every day. The problem is, look, there's a root problem. Everybody's talking about old sensitive data. Do you know who's looking at it? Can you tell when someone's looking at something they're not supposed to? And clearly those are questions the clients care about. But what you need to realize is that every client you walk into has an even more fundamental problem. The fundamental problem they have is they really don't know where all of their sensitive data is located today. Because you might have seen a study came out last year, the average piece of sensitive data, which typically originates in a database server, that data, if it's sensitive, ends up being copied between 20 and 30 times and stored in unstructured forms such as spreadsheets and word processing documents. So the issue is that when an auditor asks one of our clients about, do you know who's looking at your sensitive data, and show me what your controls are for determining who's looking at your sensitive data, the auditor knows in the back of their mind, you know what, I know these guys don't even know where all of it is, so I can't wait to see what they say about this. The client looks at the problem and says, well, look, I can try to put some database controls, but how do I handle all the unstructured stuff as well? The proof that this is the reality in all the clients you walk into is just look at every breach that there's been out there. I mean, you know, there's been all the high-profile ones that we've all heard about, like Heartland and, you know, TJX and all that. But there's a lot of stuff that doesn't get a lot of publicity. For example, I'm not going to name names, of course, but I was having a meeting with a client yesterday on the East Coast where they were telling me about a situation where they had a data breach recently where they found there was a process internally where one IT group was taking very sensitive client information and posting it to a public share just for about 20 minutes, just long enough for another IT group to pull it off of that public share and put it in a secure store. And so what the CSO of this company, who's relaying the story to me, said, he says, well, first of all, I went nuts on the IT group that was posting this stuff to a public share even for 20 minutes, because clearly that data was exposed for 20 minutes every day. He says, then I asked him, well, how do you get rid of that data? And he says the team told him that they move the sensitive data to a subdirectory on the same public share, and they thought that secured it, right? I mean, that's a great example, right, of just the state of the art for the ignorance that is out there around managing sensitive data. It's amazing. I can give you story after story of this stuff. So the truth is how do clients, because they have to do something, how do they actually monitor who's getting access to their sensitive data? Well, they start doing risk management. And they start identifying, well, which data do I care the most about? And then they start putting monitors in place around looking at who's looking at that data. And there are a lot of monitors, right? They've got monitors for, excuse me, for the databases, monitors for all the unstructured data, and all the different places it resides within their infrastructure. So, you know, we've got a real problem here where the clients are looking lots of different places, and yet they know they're not even looking at all of it. On top of that, then we have the issue of privileged users. Admins, privileged users, in other words, our admins, our sysadmins, are able to do stuff and see stuff and then cover their tracks if they want to, right? And so that's a problem that auditors have been pounding on people at for several years. And then the third bullet here on slide three is just that the sheer amount of security information that's out there is incredible. And, in fact, another client I met with yesterday in the Northeast was telling me, they said, we actually don't really like security event management because there's too much false positive. You know, 95% of the stuff is false positive. We're like, yeah, but you got to find the stuff that's out there, right? On top of the fact that the typical firm gets hundreds of thousands of security events indicating something's happening there, the majority of the new vulnerabilities that are generating these alerts are actually at the web app level. They're no longer down at the infrastructure. So the question is, how do we now handle the fact that if someone is launching, say, a SQL injection attack on an application which is front-ending a database that has had sensitive data copied into a bunch of Word and Excel spreadsheets spread all over a bunch of servers the client has in their IT infrastructure, you can quickly understand how monitoring security activity, and in particular monitoring sensitive data, is a mess at every client you're going to walk into. And now let me give you the real kicker. All of a sudden, clients woke up on January 1st of this year and started realizing, oh, my gosh, we don't have any clue what's going on with regards to this in our virtualized environments. So all the tools that are out there operate on physical servers and physical devices, right? And how do we actually do this now on all that VMware-based stuff we have? So you kind of get a sense that this is the root of the problem. Clients don't even know where all their stuff is, and for the stuff that they do know, they've got to monitor who's accessing what all over the place. So for us, is how do we uniquely help our clients address that mess and actually put in a repeatable and testable control over governing who's accessing their sensitive data. Now, if you go to slide number four, this is where the beauty of this sales initiative comes into play. If there's one thing you pay attention to on this call and your same time in the rest of the call or something, this is the thing you need to pay attention to. There's an Achilles heel to everyone out there who is supplying security monitors for our clients. The issue is that security event management, which is the general term used for the technology that looks at this stuff, security information management, security event management, they all rely on log collection. So for all the Tivoli sellers on the line, you guys know well that TSIEM is the world's best collector, correlator, normalizer, and reporter on logs. Now, if everybody in IT was okay with dumping and generating, right, and dumping logs of what's happening in their systems, everything would be okay, and TSIEM can handle it. But we learned several years ago after the Consul and Micromuse acquisitions that gave us the assets we needed to build TSIEM, we realized very quickly that there was always the same group in the clients we were calling on who would push back on it. And it was always the database people. The DBAs see turning on native logging for security purposes as evil. And more specifically, they see it as something that they've spent years tuning their databases to be ultra-responsive to the business needs. And then all of a sudden, these security people come swooping in saying, hey, you've got to turn on your native logging and put all this junk in their eyes, right? You got to put all this data in those native database logs. All a DBA hears when you say that is, okay, thank you very much. You've taken that years of tuning I've done in these databases, and you've just screwed it up. Because as soon as you turn on native logging in the databases, it's going to require, and my performance is going to go down. I'm the one who's going to get screamed at. And I don't know if I really want you poking around that deeply inside of my database because it's my database, right? So there's an Achilles heel here to being able to monitor secure data access across database and non-database environments, and that's the fact that the database people won't play ball. Now, I know this firsthand from my years at Tivoli, is at Tivoli what we tried to do is convince the client, oh, you just don't really get it. The benefit and all the reporting and stuff is far greater than the pain of turning on that native logging. And you'd hear crickets as a response, right? The DBA said, I'm sorry, I've gone and done something else. Talk to someone who cares. So to provide a single solution to a client to be able to determine who's looking at what sensitive data, both within unstructured forms and structured forms, you have to do something about the fact that the database people will not play ball. Now, what I want to do is invite Upesh Patel from the IM team, from the Guardium team, to provide some color commentary around this, because Guardium was founded in part on the realization that there had to be a different approach for the database side of things. And, you know, and this is why we picked these guys up, because they figured it out. And so instead of us trying to push against something that the client is not going to change, it makes far more sense for us to bring in the industry's best asset at doing the database side of this in the right way. Upesh, you want to make any comments on that?
Hey, Bob. Yeah, thanks a lot. This is Upesh Patel from Guardium. Yeah, so, Bob, as you said, you know, I think one of the biggest issues in this environment is separation of duties, or, you know, how do you monitor the 100% of the activity that's happening at the database without impacting the database performance, but also without putting overhead on the database administrator themselves. The DBAs are overloaded as they are. People are trying to reduce the number of DBAs. So, you know, the solution that Guardium has is completely independent of the database infrastructure itself. You don't need any DBA to turn on the monitoring services that Guardium provides. So we are completely outside. And, you know, as Dave Munson mentioned earlier, we actually have a hybrid approach. We have a hybrid approach in that we can either monitor all the activity over the network, so there's zero performance impact if we do it that way on the database server, because we're just capturing all of the transactions over the network. But clearly, if we just do only network, we miss a huge chunk of transactions and a huge chunk of activity that happens locally at the database server itself. So for that case, we actually have an agent technology that sits on the database server, and that's, as Dave mentioned earlier again, that has very, very minimal impact on the database server. In real-world examples, in production databases, we see 3 to at maximum 5% impact on the CPU of the database server itself, so it's very low impact on the database server. And there, we're going to, by doing it at the database server itself, we're going to see 100% of the activity that's happening on the database server. So it's very, very important to understand that. And I'll just make one other point, and I'll hand it back to Bob. In a heterogeneous environment where sensitive data is distributed across multiple flavors of database servers, from a security perspective, you really want a real-time alert when somebody does something with sensitive data, regardless of where it is. And if you do it with logs, there's just no way you can do it, because you would have to have, you, first of all, you don't get the granularity of detail that you need from the logs. Secondly, logging by its mere nature is not real-time. Logging, you know, relies on the database server capturing the event, writing it to disk, and then the event monitoring service to read that information and then parse it, normalize it, understand it, and then say, oh, by the way, this might be something I should be suspicious of. And by that time, you know, it's clearly not real-time. So, you know, as I said, we are completely outside of the database, and it's real. What Guardium provides is real-time alerting, and as we say here as well, we also do some blocking as well. We can go into the details a little bit later. Back to you, Bob.
Yeah, great. So everybody turn to slide 5, because here is the real nut of this play. This is the goal. This is the magic right here. We have now integrated Guardium's event into TSIEM, okay? So what that means is not only is TSIEM out there collecting stuff from all, I mean, what, the 200-some different targets that we can collect logs from and do that magic, right, collection, normalization, correlation, reporting stuff, the TSIEM, and then provide that, you know, dashboard that everybody loves. We can now integrate Guardium's events of what they're finding of who's accessing what into TSIEM. And think about how we're getting it. TSIEM is doing everything through native log collection. And then for the database stuff, Guardium is feeding it based on the non-native log collection. So think about it. Let's say you're a Tivoli seller right now. You and I both know that we have had a fair number of deals that we've lost to either no decision or going to something like ArcSight, right? Because, yeah, we got a great product and this and that, but they were there first. Or the client says, if I can't get the DBAs to play, then I'm not interested. I'll keep doing what I'm doing. And so what this offers now is the combination of TSIEM and Guardium is we can now address the database side in the way that DBAs will actually deploy it, and is very compelling. Now, well, let me give you a ticker. If you're a Tivoli rep, here's the big one. Biggest competition we have out there clearly is ArcSight. What did ArcSight do up until December of last year? They were recommending clients who wanted deep database introspection to buy Guardium. As soon as we acquired Guardium, what happened? ArcSight changed their tone. You know how vendors are. They changed their tone and said, oh, what you we've got that now. You don't need Guardium anymore. We have that. Well, guess how they do it? Native log collection. So all they did is they're trying to spin people that they've been caught, frankly, with their pants down, and that they cannot do anything for this non-native log collection approach to database security. We have it now. So for Tivoli sellers, if you're going into a client, and as soon as that database picture comes up, you know, let's not play any NIH stuff here. Bring in Guardium, because you are going to differentiate and you are going to beat ArcSight in the majority of the times, because you now have the complete picture here. Now, a little asterisk on my statement. TSIEM does collect Guardium's events today. Today, it requires a small services gig. Later this year, it'll be out of the box. All right, so just complete truth in advertising to you guys, but we did not want to wait until everything's, you know, the bows are tied and everything, because the truth is we can do this now, and this is a huge advantage for us. Now, for the Guardium sellers, what does this do for you guys? Well, you guys know you have a killer asset here, but the one thing that TSIEM does better than anyone in the industry is we have a complete enterprise reporting engine that has reports specifically geared to specific regulations such as SOX and HIPAA and GLB, et cetera. And those reports were built with our clients. And so this reporting engine is absolutely stellar. And so what we can do is we can take all of your inputs and use that to feed our enterprise dashboard and our enterprise reporting engine to provide even more value over what you guys have today. So there's a value add there, and then, of course, it's the message that we can also integrate with all the other unstructured forms as well. For cross-brand sellers on the line, I assume it's rhetorical to you of what the value is here. Here's where we have two assets that on their own stand very well, but with the integration we have together by taking advantage of that just pure truth that the database people won't play if it requires native logging, we now have an advantage that nobody else in the industry has. That's absolutely true. We always say that, right? But that is absolutely true here, and we have a completely pragmatic solution here. So go ahead to slide number 6. Upesh, you've done a great job explaining, and Dave did as well, explaining your guys' leadership. But you want to make any more comments on slide 6 about that? Because clearly you guys have lots of awards.
Yeah, no, thanks, Bob. You know, none of the prior to IBM acquiring Guardium, none of the analysts really stepped forward and did a full-blown magic quadrant or, you know, something on Guardium. Forrester was the closest. They came out with their magic quadrant, the Wave. They did a little Wave report, and clearly Guardium was by far the strongest vendor there, and we had the leadership position there. Since the acquisition with the IBM brand, Gartner has taken a new tone to this whole space, and they've been looking at database security now as somewhat of a segment. And you know, we are in fact out in the market with Gartner talking about database security, and the chief analyst there is now positioning database security and positioning the attributes of the Guardium system as a leadership product. And if I look at the space and the competitors we have in this space, we're by far the leaders. I mean, nobody comes close to the the breadth of technology we have and also the depth of coverage. And what I mean there is not only do we support, clearly we support all the IBM databases, including Informix, including DB2, including DB2 on Z, but we also support all of the Oracle flavors. We also support Microsoft, support Teradata. We have a very, very heterogeneous system that nobody in the industry touches us. So we have a very, very clear leadership here.
Great. Thanks, Bob. Yeah. Now, if you go to slide 7, if anyone's not familiar how TSIEM works, this is a great picture. It kind of shows the magic of TSIEM, being able to collect events and alerts from all over the infrastructure, managing those logs, even producing simple things that you might not think of, such as a log collection report over time. So when the auditor says, prove to me that you've actually looked at all the logs you're supposed to be looking at, TSIEM will actually kick out a report that says, here's all the logs that are deemed, you know, highly sensitive that we need to collect, and here's what the schedule was for collecting them, and here's proof they've all been collected, and if there wasn't one, here's the evidence of what happened there. So log management, going through our W7 methodology of normalizing everything to who did what on what, et cetera, and then feeding it into a common dashboard with all of these specific compliance-oriented reporting modules, which are brilliant. So we're combining these two things together, have integration nobody else has. That's the crux of this. If you look at slide number 8, we've each got a ton of references together, so obviously what we want to do here is we want to start building joint references as we do the shared approach here. So, you know, I don't need to read these to you. You can see those. You can ask during the Q&A if you want of additional detail. So let's jump up to slide 10. Let's look at prospecting. I think we've already explained this to a degree to you guys. But it's basically compliance-sensitive industries. The magic word, and I encourage you to use this when you call on the client, use the word visibility. Visibility is a very popular topic when you talk to anyone about compliance because they know they don't know where all the sensitive data is, and they know that there's too much data being generated just trying to monitor their stuff that they are aware of. So when you can simplify the view of who's looking at what and identifying the exception cases where someone's looking at something they're not supposed to be looking at, clearly that's going to be of great benefit. These projects are very interesting because, you know, I think all of us are always calling on CSOs all the time, but this is one that you'll find the corporate audit group is very interested in the sales call on this one. In fact, I had a case, some of you have experienced this with me. I had a fascinating call in Mexico City a while back where it was on a CIO and the internal auditor. And it was me and a very small business partner who had knew nothing about security, actually. I had briefed them for 20 minutes before we walked into the client just on the topic. And when I went in, but they had a relationship with the CIO, so that's how we got, you know, access. And so I went in, and the CIO had that look on his face of, oh, gosh, security on a Thursday night, you know, spare me. We went in there, and I said, okay, what we're going to talk about here is visibility. And here's what I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you that across all your initiatives, I can tell you exactly who's looking at what sensitive data, and I can even figure out for you a root cause analysis and figure out who actually allowed that person to get access to the data in the first place. You got to be kidding me. And the internal auditor, all of a sudden, his eyes brighten up. He goes, oh, I want to have that conversation. And the sales call was scheduled 30 minutes and ended up being 2 hours. And at the end of the session, the client, the CIO, looks at the partner and says, I want this on my desk. It was a Thursday night. He says, I want this on my desk next Monday morning. You know this product, right? And, of course, the partner shaking his head, yeah, he actually hadn't a clue. But we brought in a partner that did have a clue, right? In fact, several of our partners that do have clues are on the line right now with us. So, you know, bring in our partners and know what they're doing because they have a lot of experience with this stuff. So anyways, the typical sponsors here you're going to see across the CSO as well as either the risk officer, the compliance officer, or the internal audit department. And you'll be fascinated if you've never made a call like this before because you'll see that they actually both care about the topic and is something because it helps them with visibility. Now, if you go to slide number 11, you know, here's a lot of simple qualification questions for you. Let me pick on one, the fourth one. For the last 2 years, the number one attack on IT systems has been something called a SQL injection attack. And if you're not familiar with SQL injection attacks, you'll be amazed that this can happen in the current century. SQL injection attack means you put up a web app on a friendly app server, and, of course, clients are relying more and more on these apps to run their actual business. And if you don't do proper input checking in your application, someone can throw in a SQL query, a database query statement in the input field. And if you haven't done proper input checking, the web app server underneath that application is going to try to say, oh, I know what that is. That's a SQL statement. Let me go issue it. And if it actually executes that statement, you may have records streaming out on the screen, or you might have access that allows malware to be implanted, which actually will grab data and send it out. The very infamous Heartland Payment Systems breach of at least 100 million records from a year and a half ago, that started with a SQL injection attack. All right? So that's an example, is what do you guys do to prevent from data breaches, including things like SQL injection attacks? And that's just one of the many qualifying questions we have for you here. But you will find that all of these resonate with the client. So go to slide number 12. Here's some conversation starters to take those qualifying questions and sort of give you the pros, right, to get into it on. So, you know, it's the ability to say, look, and let's be blunt. There's a number of conversation starters here, but they really fall into three categories: compliance, cost, and complexity. So as you look at these, it's pretty clear which ones are compliance-based, like the first one, which ones are cost, such as the second one, and which ones are complexity-based, such as, you know, the second and last one. So given we assume that you have some idea of what is the prioritization of your client, which ones do you care about first, then start with those questions, obviously, right? Because remember, all roads lead to the same place, which is the ability to then give them a consolidated dashboard and reporting on exactly who's looking at which of the sensitive data. Okay, so let's jump up to slide 14 now and just make sure we understand not only what is the differentiation for this play now, but how does it extend into the IBM ecosystem to become even more? I mean, we're focusing just on TSIM and Guardium here because this is the low-hanging fruit. But when I show you what's coming next, you'll see that this is the reason that we've made all these acquisitions and have tied this stuff together, because we can provide a much more holistic solution for visibility than any of the other guys have. So slide 14. First of all, the competition, especially those people, if you can call them that, at ArcSight, they rely on native logging, even for the databases. That means they're going to lose where the database is an important environment, and we've got the Guardium asset that, of course, does it differently. Secondly, as clients are looking for integrated solutions, I mean, I was at a client last night, having dinner with a client, said to me, he said, I've got too many moving parts in here, and my moving parts are caused by too many vendors running around here. Help me understand what you guys would do to give me a single vendor solution for the breadth of stuff here, right? And this is one of the items we talked about, is TSIM and Guardium, as well as about a dozen other things. And then finally, compliance reporting. If you've never seen the TSIM compliance reports, let us know. We'll get you some samples. You'll see. These are killer reports that we've built with clients. So some of our clients use our out-of-the-box reports for their audits. They actually just press the button, the reports are generated, and they're done, instead of spending weeks, if not a month, pulling together data, massaging it, and producing pretty reports. They get it done in minutes, right? Huge, huge benefit. Now go to slide 15. Let me really blow your mind with this part, because expand the aperture of how we look at this. What you see on slide 15, and if you're looking in a screen show, do a build-out, is that clearly we're talking about how Guardium, we can tie all the database events into the TSIEM console and analysis, such as you see here on slide 15. But keep in mind is that we don't only collect the database pieces inside of the Tivoli TSIEM asset, but we also pull in application and infrastructure security alerts. So when we acquired Internet Security Systems 3.5 years ago, ISS has a collector for all of their security events called Site Protector. And Site Protector grabs the network level, the host level, events, security events, you know, suspicious denial of service attack, suspect on port 82 of XYZ, all that kind of stuff. Site Protector grabs all of that from all the various intrusion prevention sensors and feeds it into TSIEM.
Well, what we've done is that the rational folks with their AppScan assets, both the Ounce Labs and WatchFire acquisitions, which are now known as respectively AppScan Source Edition and AppScan Enterprise, is now rational when they find a vulnerability such as, say, susceptibility to a SQL injection attack in an application, it will feed it into Site Protector now. And then Site Protector feeds it to TSIEM. So now we can actually get application-level vulnerabilities fed into the same engine that's normalizing, correlating, collecting, and reporting on the database stuff as well, right, as well as all the unstructured data. So now you start to get the point how we can do something here on visibility that nobody else can touch. Now, you've probably also heard that the ISS team came out with one of our most exciting new organically developed solutions in years with the new VSP or virtual server protection product for VMware, which is basically it's the ISS IPS running natively within VMware, tied into the VMware hypervisor through the VMSafe APIs that VMware fortunately exposed for us. So we can actually monitor exactly what's going on in the virtualized systems as well. That feeds into Site Protector, which feeds up into TSIEM. So think about it. If you look at a map of your client's investments, we can take all of those events now and put them into one place. Absolutely amazing. And then, of course, the Tivoli stuff can feed into TSIEM as well, so TIM and TAM, right, and SSO and TSON. So now all the user-level threats are also tied into the same engine, and then we have others as well, and you'll see more extension. Once TSIEM pulls all this stuff together, where it can then be, you know, look at it on the console and then generate reports based on it, you can also see on the right-hand side of this slide that we can then feed that information out to other service management level monitors. So think about this. Not only can we crack the nut that nobody else can with getting structured and unstructured data access monitored and reported on in one place, but we can actually support a far greater set of collectors and output output destinations for that data compared to anyone. And this is where we really begin to get systemic. So if you go to slide number 16, that's all I'm trying to say here, is that we have this strategy in IBM, right, based on the IBM security framework of helping our clients put in repeatable and testable controls over governing access to their sensitive business assets. And we supply those controls against user data, application infrastructure, and a physical plant. You've all seen that, I assume, many times. What we're talking about in this play is at the data security level, we now have a single place that we can monitor and report for both structured and unstructured data. And then when you pull back and look at our overall strategy, we can collect all the events and alerts from those levels, too, and feed them into the same place. There is no one that comes close to doing this, guys. So let's get out there and let the clients know about it. Now, for this specific play around TSIEM and Guardium, there's a number of things that our extended team has done, and we've had some people involved from the get-go here, Upesh and Al Cooley and Dave on the IM side, and Neil Kamal and Dimple on the Tivoli side have been very, and Vidi have been very involved here in pulling this play together and working with the extended ecosystem to make it easier for you guys to drive this. So on slide 17, you'll see that we've put in a quick start service for this combination of TSIEM and Guardium, where we have defined a basic statement of work that includes both TSIEM and Guardium that basically will help a client get in and set this up in their environment. Okay? And so we highly recommend, right, you want to use these quick start services for any gigs you get on this thing, because this will help make sure the client sees the value very quickly. And like I said, we have a statement of work that sort of makes the point of what the scoping will be. You'll notice the term in here, the first bullet under highlights, we say a non-production environment. The reason we're saying that is that you and I both know you don't throw these tools in and after 2 hours of configuration, you're up and running and you never have to touch it again. This is the type of tool that requires policy management and tuning, et cetera. So we want to be very clear. The quick start services will get the stuff up and running in the client so they can see what the value of this can be, but we're not claiming to the client you're going to, you know, all of your ills are gone in 2 hours. And so I want to be very clear with you that we don't oversell that piece of it, okay? Now, on slide 18, now, I've already gotten feedback irrespective of running this play because of my cross-brand role as well as all of us in the Tiger team, that pricing PSIEM and Guardium individually is not the easiest thing in the world. So now when we pull these together into a play, my goodness, guys, you know, am I going to go have to get a PhD to be able to price this thing? And so what we've got is we've got, you've probably heard, recently established an IBM Security War Room, and we've got that war room ready to help you price this thing out. So as you have opportunities and you need help with quotes or proposals, then we've got on the slide here, it's, you know, SEC War Room, SEC, W-A-R-R-M, at us.ibm.com. For our direct sellers and for our business partners, it's securebp at us.ibm.com. Send a note to those, and we will help you guys get this stuff done. So we've got a team waiting to help you drive this thing. Make sure you put IBM Enterprise SAM proposal request in the subject line of it, and within a day, we'll acknowledge your request. We'll get with the proper resources here on the inside and help you guys get your quotes and proposals out. Okay? So we're here to help you guys make this happen because we know we have a unique competitive advantage on the technology side, and we want to make it as easy as possible for you to translate that into revenue at the client. Now, let me jump up to slide 20, and we'll close here in just a minute and take a couple minutes of Q&A. There is, for the direct sellers only, just asterisk here, proof in advertising, or truth in advertising, I should say, is there is an incentive in place right now through the end of June for Guardium for all non-Guardium sellers. So for the Tivoli sellers on the line, for cross-brand sellers, coverage reps, et cetera, on the line, if you drive Guardium sales in the first half of this year, you're going to get an incentive. Okay? Now, you'll notice that I'm saying through the first half. The only reason I'm not confirming for you it's for the rest of the year is you guys probably know how these incentives work, and the Guardium team is still working on getting the approvals for the second half of this year. We are optimistic that this incentive will continue in the second half of the year, but we can't confirm that for sure yet. So, you know, if anything, let's get those deals in there quickly just to guarantee you'll get some money off of this. I've got information on slide 20 here on who's eligible for these things. If you look at slide 21, you'll see the payout for this incentive, and it's fairly rich. So, you know, we will publish, you know, if and when this incentive is approved for the second half of the year as well. But in the time being, there's money on the table waiting for you guys. And the details are sitting here, and you'll see on slide 20 there's an email address you can send questions and comments to for this. So there's even some money in the pot for at least the direct sellers that are outside of the Guardium team. So let's go up to slide 23, and then we'll turn it over to Q&A. So the call to action we'd like you guys to do, and by the way, this is not, you know, we're just throwing it out there and it sounds cute and stuff, is that Dave and I are going to be cadencing with your IoT leaders to make sure that there is activity happening here, because I'm telling you guys, if there's not activity happening around this play, it means we are not paying attention to this part of the market, because we have the competitive advantage. We have the best assets natively, and now they're actually integrated, guys. And so we can distance ourselves from ArcSight. We can distance ourselves from Oracle. We can distance ourselves from the RSA guys with Envision and stuff with something that nobody else can claim. And by the way, if you're not a Guardium seller and you're not aware of this, and I'm very aware of this because I've been doing cross-brand all year, Guardium is white hot. It, database activity monitoring, which is the general category that they're termed by the analysts, is white hot right now because everybody realizes the database people aren't going to turn on native logging. And so now we can all take advantage of that white hotness and sell a solution to the client. So the call to action here, contact three of your accounts within the next 3 weeks and start building the Q3 pipeline. Would love you to close some short-term deals, obviously, but we're realists, right, in terms of some deals will take a while. But please make calls around. See if you have any questions on this or there's a piece that you didn't understand and you don't want to ask during the open Q&A period, give me a call. Give Upesh a call. Give Dimple a call. Give Neil a call, right? We're all up on it. Give Dave a call. We're up on it. Give one of your Tiger team members besides myself. You know, I mean, the Tiger team guys know this stuff well, Dinesh Yadav, the whole team, right? And so give those guys a call. We will help you with this. Make calls on it. You've got a value proposition nobody else can do. you know, start with your existing clients. Neil has been, had a bunch of new collateral that we're developing that you can use for this. Collaborate with your peers. That's generally, you know, it's, oh, well, you know, do I really? You have to collaborate with your peers here because you're both going to make money at the end of the day here, and that's a heck of a lot better than having another no decision on TSIEM, for example, right, or a decision for ArcSight or something stupid like that. Use the quick start services to reduce the sales cycle, right, and leverage the sales incentives if you can. That's what this play is all about. We hope you're as excited about this as we are. I know on the Tiger team we're pushing this hard already once we found out that that integration was there, and we'd like all of you to be able to take advantage of that. So, operator, we'd like to open it up for a Q&A now.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. You will be prompted to record your first and last name. To withdraw the question, you may press star 2. Once again, star 1 if you would like to ask a question. Our first question comes from Michelle Bobulaire. Your line is open.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Hi, Bob. Good show. One quick question regarding naming of the product. In Rome, in the Guardian Business Partner event this week, they told the business partner that they would rename Guardian SmartSphere and not IBM Security. Is that a decision, or is it still time to discuss that?
So, Upesh, is a decision made on how you guys are going to brand and name this going forward?
Yeah, I mean, we're still going through the IBM Blue Wash process, and right now the product is called Guardian. We have a product that addresses ZOS. It's called Guardian for Z, and those are the products. You know what? The PIDs and everything will be in the IBM system as well. Our transfer of trade is in August, 1st of August. That's our target date. So after that date, we may have some changes in names, but right now the product is called Guardian. We are going through a lot of discussions on the naming, but, you know, as of today, the product is called Guardian. So if you have suggestions, feel free to send them to me.
Okay, will do. I think a name, we are renaming all our security products, IBM Security, so that could be a good time to do something, and I will contact you.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Kim Brewer.
Hi, this is Kim Brewer. My question is TSIEM, T-S-I-E-M, is that included in the Identity Access and Assurance bundle?
So, Neil, you're on the line. You can confirm that for us?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Kim. Yes, TSIEM is, T-S-I-E-M is included in the Identity and Access bundle. The question remains on, how many event sources of different type would it include in that bundle? And for that, if you write to me, I'll provide you details on that.
Okay.
Thanks, Kim.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. Rich Marinelli, your line is open. Please check your mute button.
Sorry. Hi, Bob. Hi, guys.
Hey, Rich.
Great presentation. Hey, the new literature, that is it actually available yet, or is it coming, and where would we go to get it?
Yeah, great question. Neil, why don't you take that one?
Sure. So some of the revamping of TSIEM 2.0 started even before just this cross-selling message or sales tactics came in. If you go to Extreme Leverage, you will see some of it there already. Regarding Guardium, on the towards the end of the deck, on the 25th slide, you have link for the Guardium deck. What is coming in future, and we will be announcing those through the sales alert, is a joint demo, and that is probably coming towards the end of this month or beginning of next month, as well as collateral, like a battle card that we do for all our sales tactics. If you need anything beyond that, War Room is one of the good places to go to, or you can reach out to us individually.
So the literature would be separate on Guardium and TSIEM, not something describing this solution. Is there anything describing this complete solution?
The complete solution in terms of how the architecture works versus how the sales work. The sales, this deck should help you from that. if you are more concerned about doing a technical presentation for your sellers on how the joint solution works, we can post that on, we will post that on the TSIM Extreme Leverage or Software Seller Workplace.
I was just looking for a piece of literature that has this solution on it, like a sales one page or two page or something like that.
Exactly. That's what we call battle card. That will be coming towards the end of the month.
Oh, very good. Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, I didn't realize it. Battle card. Okay, great. Thank you.
Yep.
At this time, I show no further questions.
Okay, well, I thank everybody for joining and participating. If you have any questions, please get in touch with us. Guys, it's not often that we have something that's just this blatantly differentiated. I mean, between this integration between Guardium and TSIEM, which really addresses a trend which is out there and in need that our these other guys can't touch, between this and, for example, the virtualization solutions the ISS team just came out with, we really have some assets on board right now that are truly differentiated, not just in terms of we're trying harder, but we can actually do stuff they can't do. So, you know, you're going to see us continue to focus on cross-brand solutions like this because of the differentiation. And you'll see that as the teams continue to integrate this stuff tighter and tighter, we'll only extend that leadership. And so we're excited about this. So a happy selling. Look forward to see you in the field. And good luck. Take care.
Thank you. This concludes today's conference call. You may disconnect at this time.